Doyle is in Spain, mainly at the expense of the Spanish government, to look at rail, renewable energy, and water technology. He says the 180-mile-per-hour train upon which he rode was part of a more expensive system that had no other trains on the track and was on rails raised above or sunk below the surface. Doyle says high-speed rail in Wisconsin would only go about 120 miles per hour, or slower speeds in congested areas like between Milwaukee and Chicago. He also says there are still track and rail station issues to work out in Wisconsin, especially between Watertown and Madison.
Just because we do not have the rail, Madison needs to develop the station and where it's going to be and where the train is going to come in and those kinds of things. But again, I even think that one is within a 5 to 7 year kind of framework.
Doyle says it may take a decade to get high-speed rail running all the way between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Doyle also says he's trying to learn things that would provide business for the rail car maker Supersteel in Milwaukee. And he says he's trying to convince people that the former General Motors plant in Janesville would be a good site for rail-related manufacturing if GM decides not to put a new car line there. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.